Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Flesh. You don't just have it here and there. You become that. Paul said we are living epistles. We are scripture. Someone sees your life, they should, whether they know scripture or not, they should see some scripture. That's why the word says you are the light of the world. The entrance of your word brings light. It's not just you shining, you know, because you greased up. No, it's light. It's an emanating. It's when you speak. And sometimes you don't even have to speak. It's the essence of who you are that enters a room, that lights it up. Because spirit dimension knows. So, 5786 is a year to align our words with heaven's government. Remember, we are in the decade of pay, the mouth, right? P-E, the decade of pay. It started September of 2019, and it'll go through September of 2029, the decade of pay. So on the Hebrew calendar. So what does that mean? God is emphasizing something. The decade of pay, he's emphasizing. In other words, in essence, he's saying, be mindful of what comes out of your mouth. Be mindful that you align what you say with what I've said. And not what the world is saying. Because the world will have you living in fear, apprehension, wavering, uncertainty, double-mindedness. Afraid to move. God says, no, we are of another kingdom. Another economy. So 5786 is the year to align our words with heaven's government. It's a season to decree and to establish kingdom order. It's a season to steward the assignment God has entrusted to you. Look at someone and tell them, stop putting it off. As your mouth speaks under the authority of God's grace, his purposes in this decade of pay, you will see they will manifest in the earth. In essence, you will have what you say. We looked at something the other day about mingled seed. You know, on Sunday at church, don't just put on the Christianese and say everything right. Oh, I'm blessed, highly favored of the Lord. Then on Monday, you're on the job cussing somebody out, and you're mad, and you're angry, and all, you know, everybody going to hell in a handbasket. Why? Mingled seed. Somebody say mingled seed. You got to understand something about mingled seed. Why God says, say what I say and say that alone. Even if your body says otherwise, say what God says about your body. Hello? Because your words, especially in the decade of pay, carry authority. If God created everything by words, words got to be powerful. But the devil has convinced many people that words are just for communicating. No, words are for creating. Before they are for communicating, they are for creating. So mingled seed, when you talk out of this side of your mouth and then out of that side of your mouth, that's mingled seed. So what does that mean to us? When a seed is mingled, let me give you two examples. Anybody had any seedless grapes recently? Ain't nothing wrong with eating them. goes out, pray over them. It's sanctified by the word of God and prayer. So is pork. I don't care. I like barbecue. See, I'm governed by a higher law. See, I've been places where you have to eat stuff you wouldn't eat. What you gonna do? You gonna pray over it. And it ain't gonna harm you. Because God said, I create all things good for food. He told Peter, don't call unclean and common what I've sanctified. See, some folks stuck on stuff. Now, I know if your body is a certain type and you can't or whatever, due to whatever, I understand that. Don't be crazy. Amen. I'm just talking about in general, people are afraid of stuff. Amen. Pray over it. Amen. And believe the prayer. And I'm not talking about, I see some of y'all thinking already. I ain't talking about just eating 10 ice cream cones. And a gallon of ice cream, and you praying all the calories out. No, the calories are still in there. Ain't no calories in Jesus. No, they there. Don't get this thing twisted, all right? That made me lose my thought. Let me go back and look at my notes. Listen, there are minds that think like that. But I just go pray over this. Eat it all up, then get sick. No, the word sanctifies. It's in the scripture. For it's sanctified by the word of God and prayer. And maybe you've never been in those situations. I've been in those situations. Well, I watched them prepare the stuff, and I said, I wonder who's going to eat that. After the service, I had to eat it. I said, Lord, if your word was ever true, let it be true now. See, to not have eaten would have been offensive. They wouldn't have boiled us in the oil or nothing, but, you know, it would have been offensive. And my comrade that was with me, all of a sudden was fasting. Had his Bible out. He saw him do it too. Had his Bible out. I'm on a fast. I said, well, somebody got to eat. God will sanctify it through the word of God and prayer. You got to use that sometime. So, AD 5786, the year of kingdom alignment through the word. It includes some words, I'll just go over these briefly, that have symbolic associations. The word Zayin, Z-A-Y-I-N. It means completion. Pay, as I mentioned earlier. It means mouth, proclamation. Then Vav, V-A-V. It means connection. So what we have going on here, together they present a picture of God completing his work through people whose mouths are aligned with heaven and whose lives are connected by covenant. This is why we carry covenant authority. This is why you must know that you are covenanted and that how God operates in the earth today is only through covenant. He's not interested in empires and governments. Now hear me, they have a place. They are the systems of this world. But he's not interested in the blue or the red. Amen. Who's ruling what? Who's got elected and all that? Most of them, I'll just say all of them crooks. Amen. Amen. Now, don't get me wrong. There's some people God will put into those domains that are righteous. But they're not going to change the system. And God's not trying to change the system. It's like when you got saved, God didn't just try to improve you. He changed you. You are a new creation. Some need to understand that. You are not the old you. You are a new creation. You are no longer after the lineage or the seed of Adam. You are the seed of Christ now. Amen. You're not that seed. You're after the new Adam, the second Adam, Christ. All right? Important for us to know, you know, we are new creatures. Back to the mingled seed. Why, God forbid, mingled seed? You get seedless grapes. And you also get an animal called a mule. It's a hybrid.
Amen.
What does that mean? Because it was mingled seed,
amen,
it's a hybrid, which means it cannot reproduce itself.
Amen.
That's the end of it. Seedless grapes, they ain't going to reproduce.
Amen.
They have no seed.
Amen.
So that's why God said, you stop mingling seed. Because if you on Sunday is hurrah, hurrah, and then on Monday, you know, it's Blue Monday, you're mingling seed and you won't reproduce. You're going to get stuck right out there in that wilderness. Even though the blessing of God is upon you, is over you, is flowing through you, you can shut it down with mingled seed. That's why the devil wants you to say stuff.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. About yourself or about your children.
Amen.
Or about your situation. Or about a season. Every time this season comes, shall I just get sick? I know I'm going to get sick. Well, get sick because it's coming. Why? You said it. Remember when Peter denied the Lord three times? He brought a curse on his life. He did. He brought a curse. This you need to know. As a child of God, no one can curse you.
Amen.
But you.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.